on the check, just in case you want to call. You got room on that bus, she whispered with a smile. Just the two of us, I'll make it worth your while. But I was still thinking, what a woman, what a pain.
What do they say, Alice? What do they say about big boots? From the newest album from your Uncle Alice, entitled Road, that's Alice Cooper with Big Boots, coming to Pittsburgh with Rob Zombie. I have to check on that date. I'm going to get back to you with that date. I believe it's in September, but Alice Cooper is still out there, and one of the best rock and roll shows you can see in concert, and been that way for a long time. Alice Cooper, Big Boots. Before that, request for some Donnie. A little Donnie Iris going back to 1986, a 45 of My Serenity. What a great song. The latest from Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He just joined Quartz in Session last week. The new album is called Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1, and that track just shows off his songwriting. The track is called You Can't Love Me, and we opened up with more new music from classic artists that you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. The latest release from Rick Emmett of Triumph, an all-acoustic album covering some of the great songs from his past with the band. That, of course, was the classic Never Surrender. So, you know, taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. I know there's a lot of you guys out there taking care of family members and friends. Well, you know, fortunately, there's a place to get answers for them and for you. You can find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. If you're a caregiver and you've got a lot on your plate, well, you can visit AARP's Caregiving Resource Center by going online at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP. Quartz in Session. So I announced at the top of the show that we got a big show tonight. In just a few minutes, if all the stars are aligned, we're going to have John Michael Thor. Yes, the mighty Thor, joining the show tonight. His lead guitarist, Kevin Stewart-Swain, is going to be calling in with him. We're going to be playing the world radio premiere of his new single, and I've been sitting on this for a few weeks, and I've been dying to play it because it's a terrific track. But before we do it, we'll play something. We'll go back to the heyday of Thor because we're celebrating 50 years of music from the father of muscle rock, the man who started the genre. I think he's responsible for the national anthem in Finland. They love their muscle rock out there. But I got a call earlier this week from this hour's sponsor, Attic Records, Freddie Bond and Max working over at Attic Records. And he said, EJL, you wouldn't believe what I came across. And his timing could not have been better. You know, back in the 70s, through the 80s, so many different major sponsors, the way they got their advertising to radio stations was they pressed them on vinyl and literally mailed them to the radio stations. DJ would play the track on the record and go into a song. Well, the guys at the Attic uncovered a Thor promotional commercial for ROTC Army from 1978. And I'm going to play this right now. This is wild. It was to be aired May 1st through the 14th, 1978. Give this a listen and don't change that dial. We've got John Michael Thor coming up next.
Allison Steele here for Army ROTC. Have you heard that rock finally has something new and a star? A muscle man. His name is Thor and he's incredible. He's from Canada and was the equivalent of our Mr. America there. He almost makes Arnold Schwarzenegger look puny. The album's out and you'll like it, but best of all, his show is a mind-boggler. It's called Thor's Traveling Muscle Show. He twists the mic stand like a pretzel. The guys in the band break cement blocks with sledgehammers. He battles dragons on stage. The Spectacular's on tour and will be coming your way with special low rates. Watch for it. Have you heard you don't win an Army ROTC scholarship based on what your family's worth? It's what you're worth. Your scholastic standing, your College Board scores, your leadership potential, and your desire to wear the gold bars of an Army officer. And remember, you heard that here.
Summoned by the goddess,
from a 12-inch single from 1984. That's Thor with Thunder on the Tundra, which was a top 10 hit in England. You know, tonight we're celebrating 50 years of the music of Thor. The band has a brand new album coming out March 15th called Ride of the Iron Horse. But tonight we're going to play the radio world premiere of the new single. Tonight we've got on the phone with us John Michael Thor and his lead guitarist Kevin Stewart Swain. John, where are you calling in from?
Right now, Eric Jackson Lurie. I'm so happy to be on your show, and I'm calling in from New Westminster, Canada, because I am on my way to Seattle, Washington, to get some more gear for the upcoming tour.
And Kevin, where are you calling in from tonight?
I'm in Calgary, Alberta. That's I can actually elaborate.
Yeah,
I'm in a bunker in Calgary, Alberta. No, I'm just in my studio, and it's great to be on your show, Eric.
So, John, I've got the new album in my hands. The artwork is absolutely terrific. I know I'm not the first one to say this, but going back to the days of the LP to appreciate this artwork, I'm glad I've got it on vinyl. But there is a new image for Thor. Tell us all about it.
Well, first of all, I want to give kudos to the artist, Timo Wuris from Germany. He did a remarkable job with the painting. And I just want to let you know that back in the 50s, when I was a young boy, I loved monster movies. And then I loved superhero movies. In those days, there were the big superhero TV series was starring George Reeves, who stood for truth, justice, and the American way, The Adventures of Superman. And that was inspiration for the future Thor character as well. And also, I loved Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and all these amazing characters that would ride the plains and stand for truth and justice, these iconic American Western heroes. And so, hey, this is another part of my life, and I don't think it's anything different than riding a horse into the sunset, or Thor with Norse mythology riding his goats into the sunset, or the great white plains. I think that really the cowboy, the American cowboy, is very iconic and is the superhero of that era. And that's what I'm interested in portraying. I mean, I still have the influence of the Norse mythology, but I want to expand it a little more and go into something else that's fun for me. It has to be fun for me on stage. And why can't I change my character up a bit?
You know, a lot like David Bowie.
Yes, David Bowie, one of my favorite rock stars, would change his image many times. He, of course, would be Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. And then later evolve into the Thin White Duke and so on and so forth. And I'm John Michael Thor. I don't stick just to Thor, the god of thunder. Well, I can become other characters as well.
Well, from the cover of this album, it's consistent with who you always are, because we've got a muscle-bound Thor on an iron horse with a lasso of lightning, and it's just fantastic. So you've got a new single we're going to play tonight, the world radio premiere, and tell us all about it.
Well, I also see myself as a songwriter. When I first started Thor 50 years ago, many of the critics said I sounded like a broken muffler. I couldn't write a song my way out of a paper bag to write a song. You know, the fact is that I feel that over the years, I mean, I've done 40 albums, things keep going, and I feel I am a good songwriter. And in Ride of the Iron Horse, you know, I don't just splash things on paper or whatever. I feel there's thought put into it, and I feel there's two symbols, two meanings of this song. One is to ride the great white plains, which not only a cowboy can ride the great white plains, looking out there, and it's a snowy flat prairie, you know, you're going from town to town, or you can see it as a white canvas of hope, and your paintbrush touches down, and you can paint in all these new scenes and thoughts that come to your mind. I just want to say that I admire my partner on this album, Kevin Stewart Swain, who did a remarkable job producing, and on the song Ride of the Iron Horse, just a stellar job. You know, it's unbelievable, the guitar playing on this. It's just amazing where he got the chops from. It's very spiritual. I've listened to the song 100 times myself, and I never get tired of his licks.
Well, Kevin, jump in here. Tell us about your guitar playing and your inspiration.
I think I tapped in, like, thanks, John, for the compliment too. I really appreciate that. I mean, I love working with you, John. The song has there's kind of a wait time, optimism, not going to stop, going to keep going. But I guess I kind of felt that when I was sitting here alone, right where I'm sitting right now, just banging off lead solos. And I got to say too, a gratitude, I don't know where it comes from. Like it comes from outside of me, and it's, you know, it's a spiritual thing, really, playing and everything. I just show up, I'm open, and it comes through me. So I don't even know any difference from that guitar solo or any other one I've done on the record. It felt real good, and I'm glad people are really liking it. It's really, really nice to hear the compliments. So I don't know. It was an inspired solo from out there, you know. But I am completely on board with John's career and his direction, and totally impressed. He really is a real-life superhero. He is. He's been through so much and just keeps going, loves music. And I love making music with them, you know.
If you're just tuning in, we've got a John Michael Thor and Kevin Stewart Swain talking about the Radio World premiere we're doing tonight of the new Thor single, Ride of the Iron Horse. But John, in addition to the new album coming out March 15th, you've got a new tour underway celebrating 50 years. And you're also filming a movie, which to my understanding is going to be filmed partially in Erie, Pennsylvania.
That's right. The movie's called Fear the Crimson Mask. It's a sort of a wrestling horror movie. And it's going to be directed by Len Kabasinski, and Killer Wolf Films will be producing the movie. So we'll be filming in Pennsylvania and parts of Michigan. So I think it's going to be a really high impact thriller. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, that's so great. So tell us about the new tour. 50 years, there's a lot to celebrate.
There is a lot to celebrate. And, you know, when I think back over all the things that have happened, there's a lot of ups, there's a lot of downs, there's a lot of laughs, there's a lot of tears. You know, and it's quite amazing to be in this business that long and still be alive, you know, and not only be alive, but be in a great position to get out there and do some touring and still have enough initiative and excitement to create. That's the big thing, the creative process, to be able to write songs. And I'm lucky I have such a great writing partner with Kevin Stewart Swain. We seem to be able to knock off the songs pretty good.
And where can your fans plan on seeing you live?
Okay, well, the first show will be on March the 2nd in Denver, Colorado. And then we head over to Salt Lake City, Utah. And that'll be on March 4th. And then we have the massive extravaganza on March the 8th at the Whiskey A Go-Go, one of my very favorite legendary places. And we have the legendary, speaking of legends, there can't be anybody more legendary than Eric Jackson Lurie, who's going to be flying in to, that's true. I regard you very highly, and I'm so honored that you're going to be flying in and representing WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh. You're going to be coming into Los Angeles, California, and so many of the greatest bands in the world have played the Whiskey A Go-Go. Of course, it was started off by Johnny Rivers back in the early 60s. He was the first artist to launch it. And since then, there was what? The Doors, Van Halen. I mean, everybody, Led Zeppelin has played there, Kiss. How many more incredible bands have played there? Metallica, you can go on and on. It's just an amazing place to have the 50th anniversary party. And it's going to be a mayhem. It's going to be an extravaganza. It's going to be a spectacular.
My understanding is you have a bunch of metal stars coming to pay homage. I saw that Neil Turbin from Anthrax, Sherry Curry from The Runaways. It looks like it's going to be a star-studded event.
Yes, we've got people flying in from all over the world, for this event. So I'm truly honored that all these people will come in to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Thor. And what can I say? I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. And I look out to meet all these wonderful people and talk. And maybe we'll go up to the Rainbow Room and have a big giant pizza, a couple of pizzas, and go see the statue of Lemmy. You know, I'm just so excited that you're coming out for that to be the MC. And that being said, what people are going to have is, everything I can give them. I believe the audience has to be entertained, and we're going to do sing-alongs. People are going to sing along with the catchy choruses. There's going to be hard-driving music. It's going to be exciting. There's going to be shows, costume changes, and there's a lot of life in the Iron Horse, and I'm going to give it to him.
That's fantastic. Well, with no further ado, let's do the radio world premiere of the title track from the new album from Thor. It's time to saddle up. Let's ride the Iron Horse. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Sad guy, I'll keep faking it. I'll ride the Iron Horse. Gonna ride the Great White Plain. Every town will know my name. A cowboy on the run. A two-fisted son of a gun.
This one is.
That's a counterfeit. So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons.
It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, counselor. Mando Richard here, reminding you and your listeners that banjos and steel guitars made the original metal music. I invite y'all to learn more by tuning into my radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, every Wednesday at 11 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I know Eric schedules his court time so he can catch Pittsburgh's most eclectic mixture of folk music at 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT. Just one reminder. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a radio show and a fiddle tune, not a behavioral suggestion unless you want Eric to represent you at your DUI trial. Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You're listening to a replay of a show we debuted a month ago, joined by John Michael Thor and Kevin Stewart Swain of Thor. And we debuted the world premiere of their new single, Ride of the Iron Horse. Hold off on your request tonight. We're going to get back together live next week. And keep it right here on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Where you going?
that gun in your hand. I wanna know where you're going with that gun in your hand. I'm going downtown and shoot my old lady, cause I caught her messing around with another man. Oh yes I did. I'm going down and shoot my old lady, I caught her messing around with another man.
Sugar. That ain't new.
You can't get past it. Right? That ain't new. It's a mess.
My friends, they all told me, yeah. Man, there's something gonna change your life. My friends all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. Gotta have brown sugar. Man, it's just gonna make me feel alright. Gotta have brown sugar. Man, it's just gonna make me feel alright. Oh, you know it now.
Mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love your daddy all night long. Sure, it's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, 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 hey. Sure, it's all right.
See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing. Oh, baby.
Hey, mama, tell your pa,
I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas.
Cause you won't do right. Oh, the girl won't do right.
She won't do right.
She won't do right.
Hey, hey. When you see me in misery,
come on down here and see me be all right. Travis, you tell him about it. It's all right.
Say it's all right.
Mama, it's all right.
Say it's all right.
Yes, sir, I'm from Georgia.
What y'all say down there?
We say, it's all right to tell me what I see. Mercy.
You're listening to Courts in Session right here in WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we've got coming at you. And heard a little bit of all of that in that set. Going out to Rick. It's his birthday tomorrow. He's listening online at WRCT.org. And he wanted to hear some CDB, Charlie Daniels Band. Going back to the Deuces album with Travis Tritt, of course. What I Say, that thing was on fire. Before that, Request for Gerald and Kim in Shadyside, latest from ZZ Top, soundtrack from their documentary. Album is called Raw, and it was the guys in the studio, no overdubs, no redos, just playing live with the tape rolling, and some of the very last recordings of the late Dusty Hill on bass. Before that, Wilson Pickett going back to 1969. A bit scratchy, but man, if you're playing vinyl and you're playing a 45 from 1969, you got to give me a little leeway. Wilson Pickett with his cover of Jimi Hendrix and Hey Joe. And how great was that? Wasn't that fantastic? And talking about great, big thank you going out to John Michael Thor and Kevin Stewart Swain joining us just a bit ago. And the debut, the world radio premiere of Ride of the Iron Horse. And we got some good calls from some of you guys out there. That sounds like a big thumbs up. So you know those cute designer jeans your girlfriend bought last year, the ones that were going to change her life that she wore once? And now they're in your closet, hanging behind a pair of your sweatpants. Well, don't worry. Those jeans can still change somebody's life. Just donate them to Goodwill. Don't tell your girl. Just donate them. Get them out of your closet. And your donations to Goodwill helps create new jobs, training programs, and educational assistance for people right in your community. That's pretty cool, right? To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org, donate stuff, get rid of those jeans out of your closet. Not like you can wear them, right? Create jobs, Goodwill. This is a message brought to you from Goodwill and WRCT, 88.3 FM. So if you are driving in the car with the scan button and you just came across that Charlie Daniels tune and you were digging it, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. And if you missed the Thor interview, well, have no fear. Sunday night at 11, after the game, you can tune in, hear it all over again. We do a replay of this show every Sunday night. And so if you missed part of it, turn on your radio Sunday night. It'll be there for you. So coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to play the Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week. Want to mention that this hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by Remaster Media. Remastermedia.com is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging. Get rid of that nasty buzz and hiss from remote and phone recordings. For more information on how you can reprocess audio or video, go to remastermedia.com, our sponsor for this hour of the show. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, well, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. remastermedia.com. So when was the last time, for all of you radio listeners who listened to the station via those beautiful FM airwaves, when was the last time that you went to our website at WRCT.org? Well, if you go to our website and click on schedule, there is a list of every show here at the station, and there are so many great shows. And one of them that I've really been enjoying lately is From Here to Eternity. Everyone thinks they know the 80s hits, but on the other side of the Atlantic, there lie a treasure trove of synth-drenched sounds that filled the airwaves of Europe back in the day. Well, you can take a trip back to the 80s you never knew with DJ Tony Tunes From Here to Eternity, Mondays at 4 p.m., And talking about DJ Tony Tunes, I'm always impressed with all of the talent that all the DJs here have at the station. But I just learned last week that our DJ Tony Tunes has a new single. He's got his own band. The band is called Ethosign. And they've got a single, and I heard it. And now, it doesn't really fit with the genre of Quartz and Session, but it was so good when I heard it. I said, I'm going to play that on the radio. So this song is called Love You to Death, Ethosign, and if you like it, well, tune in Mondays at 4 to From Here to Eternity, because DJ Tony Tunes is the guy singing it, wrote it, and it's pretty darn cool. Love You to Death, WRCT 88.3 FM. Give this a listen.
As we take our places, total strangers with familiar faces. I could never forget that look in your eyes, but you've already forgot me once we said our goodbyes. I won't let that be the end. It's something I can still defend. Know it's somewhere deep in your heart, fire and love, that spark can start. No, I love you to death.
Love you to death.
I'll keep fighting till my last breath. You're the woman I love and I simply adore. I long to have you in my arms once more. You know I'll never forget,
never forget
how you left that night with no regret. The pain from that moment still haunts me today. The specter of love that's gone.
yada doodle doo.
That's brand new from the Doobie Brothers, new 2024 Doobie Brothers right here on WRCT. La Haina is the name of the single, and Mick Fleetwood, of course, from Fleetwood Mac, on the drums with the band. Pretty cool. Before that, one of the coolest cats out there, Brian Setzer. New album, The Devil Always Collects, going out to Charles in Natrona Heights. A doodle-do. What a doodle-do. Going back to 1983, Blackfoot from the Vertical Smiles album off a 7-inch single with their cover of Morning Dew, and our debut of the band Ethosign, headed by our own DJ Tony Tunes, right here at WRCT. What'd you think of that? Love You to Death. Give me a call, 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. Tell me what you think of that song. Love to hear your thoughts. So, guys, it's that time. Time for the Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week. Nancy is listening in with her dog. She says she listens every week, and she said this is the favorite part